Thank you for tuning in to Palau Way Radio. Our next program is Brother Steve's sermon.
Ali! I'm Brother Steve Mapes Tewid here on Palau Wave Radio. My friends, my brothers and sisters in Balao, or wherever you may be, I just pray this day and this week that God would richly bless you. Adubaklo bungamu. Adubaklo bungamu. I am so very pleased and thankful to be able to share with you here today the Word of God today, my friends, the encouraging Word of God. The Word of God is alive. God is there for us. He never gives up on us, never forgets us. He is all around us to bless us and to help us and to lift us up in difficult times. God is so faithful. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. I am so eager to share the message today. Today is going to be a message from both the New Testament and the Old Testament. The message will be from Matthew chapter 7, and it is entitled, Ask, Seek, and Knock. Amen and amen. Matthew 7, chapter 7 and verse 7, Ask, Seek, and Knock. And we're also going to be sharing from the Old Testament the story of King Hezekiah's illness in 2 Kings chapter 20. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn to those two places, and we're going to be going through that story of King Hezekiah's illness and how God worked in his life when he asked and he seeked and he knocked, and God blessed him. Now, before we jump into that story, I always like to share some power promises. These power promises are going to be from the Book of Psalms. And as I'm getting ready in the Book of Psalms, I just want to express my thankfulness to God for how good he is, how faithful he is, how he opens doors that no one can close. So this past Friday night at Erringwell Park, we had the Celebrate Life Rally, and what a blessed time that was. God is so good. This rally had been planned for many months, and all the churches came together to just praise God, to come together as a people of faith, a people that believe in the Lord, a people that seek to put the Lord Jesus Christ on the throne of their lives. And my friends, when we do that, what a blessed and happy people we shall be. And it's so exciting to know that we had so many choirs come out to praise God from the Catholic churches, the Seventh-day Adventist churches, from the evangelical churches, all just to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. And to thank the Lord for life, to celebrate the life that he's given us. The Lord said in John chapter 10, the thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But he said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen and amen. It's what the Lord wants for us, a full, blessed, abundant life to help us in the difficult times, and to lift us up that ultimately in life we will be helped, and ultimately in life we will be blessed. And this Celebrate Life Rally, I'm just so thankful to know that Balao is one of the nations that protects the unborn, that protects those that need protecting the very most, the innocent babies yet in the womb. Thank you, Jesus, that we can protect these lives. Receive your blessings. Oh, Lord, you have such great plans for us, God. Not plans that our lives would be destroyed by so many of the vices that are out there. God, you have a plan to bless our lives that we might have an abundant life in you. And it starts by just protecting these little ones and giving them a chance to live and to grow up in Balao, and to be blessed by the Lord, to learn of his love and to walk in his ways, to have an abundant life. I thank the Lord. I'm from a place that protects life, and I pray that we will always be vigilant to stand for the Lord and to protect the unborn. So with that, I'm going to read for you Psalm chapter 39, verse 4, the first of our power promises, and I just encourage you, my friends, read the Word of God every single day. Get the Word of God into you. It is alive and it's a game changer. You're like, Brother Steve, I need some game changers in my life. Okay? Get the Word of God into you. Get the Word. You got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Read a few Bible promises every day. And if you don't know what verses to read, get the Bible app. I use the YouVersion app. And looking at it right now, it's the YouVersion. It says Holy Bible on it. And it has all the different versions of the Bible there. And they have a daily Bible verse for you to read. And so I like reading the daily Bible verse. And then I read some of the verses before it. And they always have good verses to read. So get the Bible app, read some Bible promises. These Bible promises that I'm reading, actually it's from Psalm chapter 40 and verse 4. The Lord laid on my heart, it would have been a 1 week ago as I was in Iri, God laid these verses on my heart for the people of Baalah. Merengues. Blessed are those who trust the Lord, who do not turn to idols or join those who worship false gods. God, you have done many things for us, O Lord our God. There is no one like you. You have made many wonderful plans for us. I could never speak of them all. Their number is so great. Amen and amen. Oh, I got to pause there. My friends, God doesn't have just one plan to bless your life and to help you in the one circumstance you're going through right now. No. Yuck. God has many wonderful plans for us, for our lives, for today, for tomorrow, for the day after that. He has many wonderful plans for our lives. And it starts, my friends, when we ask, when we seek, when we knock. That's what we're going to talk about today here on Palau Wave Radio. I'm going to continue on. God says, you do not want the sacrifices of animals burned whole on the altar. We're talking about Old Testament times here. We don't need those sacrifices. We know that Jesus was the final sacrifice for sin for all time. One final sacrifice, all that was needed because of Jesus Christ. I continue here in verse 6. Instead, Lord, you have given me ears to hear you. And so I answered you, here I am. Your instructions for me are in your book. Oh God, how I love to do your will. My God, I keep your teaching in my heart. In the assembly of all your people, Lord, I told the good news that you save us. And you know I will never stop telling it. I have not kept the news of salvation to myself. Amen and amen. Oh, God is so good. He's so good. It talks about opening up our ears to hear him. It talks about all of his instructions being in his book. And it talks about, hey, I'm not going to keep this good news to myself. And right now, I'm not keeping that good news to myself, my friends. I'm sharing it with you, and you can share it with your friends and your families. The love and the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. And so with that, we're going to jump into the message, ask, seek, and knock, and we're going to tell and hear the story about King Hezekiah. Oh, Hezekiah. You know, we talk about the Celebrate Life Rally, and it's a blessing to be able to do that, and perhaps this will become an annual event here in Baalau to celebrate life as a family of believers, amen and amen. And Hezekiah, he was one that celebrated life. Oh, he rededicated the temple that was falling to ruins in his lifetime. He was a young man, a young king, and he did his best to get the idolatry out of Israel. And King Hezekiah is known as one of the righteous and faithful kings that Israel had. One of the most righteous and faithful kings that they had, actually over the kingdom of Judah. The Israelites that are in the kingdom of Judah. And so he has just an amazing life. And actually, his story is spread over several chapters in several books. And so, you know, just by that this is important stuff that we need to find out about. And so with that, I'm going to flip over to Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. We're going to hear the passage about asking and seeking and knocking. And then we're going to hear the story about the life of King Hezekiah. So let's jump into it here on Palau Wave. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7, this is what it says. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks will receive, and anyone who seeks will find, and the door will be open to him who knocks. Amen and amen. Oh, God is so faithful. Jesus gave this passage in the New Testament, recorded in the Gospel of Matthew. And so he's encouraging us. Hey, ask, seek, knock. Everyone who asks will receive. Anyone who seeks will find. And anyone who knocks, the door will be opened unto him. So, my friends, this is something we got to do. And I thought I would give you the example of King Hezekiah. Now, as you go into 2 Kings in chapter 20, we hear a story about King Hezekiah with a terrible illness. And now we can think of times in our lives when we've been sick, when things have been very difficult, or perhaps when a loved one has been very sick and things are difficult. We understand what times are like this. And actually, this was a time where Hezekiah was so sick that the Lord told him to get ready to die, that he wasn't going to recover. This was a really, really bad one. And you know, as I prepare to read this in 2 Kings chapter 20, this week we did victory rallies in the schools against drugs in many of the schools. And we go around, and this time our team had former Governor Jacob Yang Elmao was there sharing his testimony. And of course, we had my cousin Beckwin Ma'ol doing the music ministry. And that was awesome. And then we had Kodeb Yamada, who was my brother Kodeb, came from Hawaii back home, and he was singing songs and sharing his testimony. So we had a great team. We had just a great event. The kids were just so vibrant as we were going from school to school, sharing the power of Jesus Christ to deliver from drugs, to deliver from addictions. And in all of these testimonies, it's about asking God for help. It's about crying out for help. In the sincerity of your heart, crying out for help, asking and seeking and knocking. My friends, this stuff works. We have a real God with great love and unending mercy for us. And we've got to take that step. We have got to ask. And as we did these rallies, one of the testimonies Jacob shared with me was his father was diagnosed with a stage 4 cancer. They took him to the Beilau National Hospital. They took him to one other clinic in Beilau. Same diagnosis, stage 4 cancer. And they said, hey, you need to prepare your life. You need to, you know, say your goodbye to your relatives. This could be just a matter of weeks. And you know, my brother Jacob said, oh, our family was just, you know, just devastated. But we did not stop praying. We did not stop asking. We did not stop praying at all. And they didn't want to accept that news. They wanted to keep just trusting in God, trusting in what his will was. You know, maybe it was his will to bring his father, you know, back, you know, home to heaven. But they're like, God, we're going to put it in your hands, not the hands of the doctors. Okay, many of them are gifted and God has used them to bless many people. But ultimately, we have got to turn to the Lord our God. God is bigger than disease. God is bigger than our problems. And yes, God is bigger than the coronavirus. He's bigger than all these things. We cannot be a people of fear. Dyak! We turn to the Lord in faith. So Jacob said they just kept praying. They just kept praying, trusting in the Lord. Eventually, he was brought off island. I believe it was to Taiwan. And he was brought off island. And do you know, when they went in for the testing, they said, hey, this disease has actually been contained in one area. You know, but maybe, you know, you got to believe the prayer of faith works. The disease was contained in one area, and they said, actually, we think, you know, he has a very good chance here. If we remove this cancer, let's see what happens. And so they did the operation. The disease was contained in an area. They removed the tumor, and by the grace of God, hey, he was healed of that. And so he was given more time. My friends, we don't know how much time we have. That's the absolute truth. And so we walk by faith and not by sight. We pray and we pray in faith and we ask God. And then according to His will, His timing, trust God for His blessing to come. Ultimately, our lives will be blessed either in this life or we'll be blessed in the kingdom of God. Either way, we're going to be blessed. So Hezekiah was facing a very serious injury. And as you go to 2 Kings in chapter 20, this is what it says. About this time, King Hezekiah became sick and he almost died. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, went to see him. Now, my friends, you've got to remember, if the prophet Isaiah comes to your house, Isaiah is a major prophet in the Old Testament. We're talking about the major prophets are like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. These are the major prophets of the Old Testament. Okay? A book covering a period of thousands of years. He is a major prophet. And actually, Jesus quotes Isaiah, Isaiah and King David, more than any other of the Old Testament prophets. So this is critical. When Isaiah, studying the words of Isaiah, very important for those that are really reading their Bibles. So Isaiah, the prophet, is alive at the same time as King Hezekiah. You know, talk about having a man with a connection to God. But let me tell you what, the news that he shared was not good. And just like the news that was given to the Yangomal family, that was not good news. And this news is coming from the Lord. Now, this news is a test. It's a test of faith, okay? It's a test of faith. We're going to be tested every single day. So this is what the Lord said through the prophet Isaiah to Hezekiah. The Lord tells you, you are to put everything in order because you will not recover. Get ready to die. Wow. The prophet of God, the prophet Isaiah, sharing a message from the Lord like that? That must have been some devastating news. I mean, that's some devastating news, just like what the Yangomal family heard. You know, somebody tells you, get ready to die. I'm not talking about, you know, just a doctor or a nurse or somebody like that. It's not just somebody in the church. This is the prophet Isaiah who speaks the word of God. Get ready to die. You know, Hezekiah didn't simply accept this and give up. Okay? There's something about people of faith, this perseverance not to give up no matter what circumstance you face. This is what happens when we exercise faith. Not to give up, not just accepting bad news. Every single morning when I get up and I do my gratitude journal, one of the things that I write in the gratitude journal is I write, trust you know matter what. T-Y, trust you, no matter, N-M-W, no matter what. I'm like, God, whether I get good news today, whether I get bad news today, Lord, just help me to trust you no matter what. Lord, I know at the end of the day, my life is going to be blessed if I trust you no matter what. Whether I get good news, whether I get bad news, God, help me to trust you no matter what. And ultimately, my life will be blessed. Amen and amen. This is how we should pray. And so Hezekiah hears this news from Isaiah. So what does he do? He does step number three, or step number one. Step number one is ask. Remember, ask, seek, knock. He does step number one, ask. Ask means we pray to God. We pray to God. It says, Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. You know, this is so humbling. Hezekiah is the king of Judah. And when the prophet gave him this news, he didn't just accept it and say, oh, okay, I'm going to give up and die. No, diak. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. And humbly he said these words. He says, remember, Lord, remember, Lord, that I have served you faithfully and loyally, that I have always tried to do what you wanted me to do. And he began to cry bitterly. You know what it's like to see a grown man cry bitterly, to just weep excessively, to just pour out his heart to the point of tears? My friends, this is about asking God. And not just asking flippantly, "Oh Lord, you know, you're my last resort. I'm gonna turn to you now. I guess it's the only thing I should do." This is about turning to God as our first resort and crying out to God for help. Crying out, began to cry bitterly. Well, apparently, you know, the prophet Isaiah saw that this news has been crushing to Hezekiah. He's turned to the wall. He's crying out to God. So Isaiah, he turned around and he left, right? He just turned around and left. Now, I want you to think about this for a second. First of all, Hezekiah asked God. He prayed to God. And then the second step is we seek. We ask, and then we seek. It says in Matthew chapter 7, we were reading just a moment ago, "Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened unto you." So you ask God. So asking is praying. Asking is pouring out to God in prayer, pouring out our prayers of faith. He was pouring it out to the point of tears and sincerity. Just asking God, just giving him our requests. Just crying out to him in sincerity. So what is this thing about seeking? You know, what is this thing about seeking? How is this another step? Well, you will see that when we ask and we seek and we knock, there is a progression that happens here. It's a positive progression of asking and then seeking and then knocking. It's about pursuing the Lord, seeking the Lord. So it says in Jeremiah chapter 29, it talks about seeking the Lord. This is a very famous passage and another famous prophet. So in Jeremiah chapter 29, it talks about seeking God. And this is what it says. It talks about the plans that God has for us. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. This is what the Lord says. "I alone know the plans that I have for you. Plans to bring you prosperity and not disaster. Plans to bring about the future you hope for. And then you will call to me. You will come and pray to me, and I will answer you. And you will seek me, and you will find me, because you will seek me with all your heart." Amen and amen. "Yes, I say, you will find me, and I will restore you to your land." Amen and amen. Oh, my friends. So the prophet Jeremiah gives us an insight. He tells us, number one, God has a plan for your life. Not a plan to bring you disaster. A plan to bring you prosperity. A plan to bless you. And here we have Hezekiah. He's been given this bad news, and he's like, "Hey, I know that ultimately my life will be blessed. This prophet of God might be sharing some news with me. I'm not going to just take the bad news at face value. I'm going to ask God myself." And he's not just going to ask God. He's going to seek God, and he's going to pursue God. He's going to pursue God. And not just pursue him. Jeremiah says, he says, "You will come and pray to me. I will answer you. You will seek me, and you will find me, because you seek me with all your heart." Amen and amen. And so you're like, "Hey, did Hezekiah seek God? Did Hezekiah pursue God? You know, what did Hezekiah do as a king that showed that he was seeking God, that he was pursuing God? You know, what kind of things did he do?" I'm going to tell you the kind of things that he did so we can apply this to our own lives. So by means of application, the first step is we ask God. We turn to God in prayer. We turn to him as our God, our Savior, asking with expectation. And then there's this second step about seeking God, okay? So we can all ask God, but what's this about seeking God, about pursuing God, about seeking Him with all your heart, as Jeremiah says in chapter 29 and also verse 13, seeking Him with all of our heart. So what did Hezekiah do? Well, if you go a few chapters earlier, you read about Hezekiah's dedication, about seeking Him with all his heart. And I can't help but share another testimony that our brother Jacob had shared this week as we were going around to our different schools and just what a joy that it was. And you know, one of the joys that I have of doing these kind of mission trips are I get the blessed opportunity of connecting with my brothers and sisters, and they're sharing their testimonies and what God is doing in their life, and I'm sharing my testimony of what God is doing in my life. And Jacob is very clear when he talks about God delivering him from drugs. He's like, he realized that if he was going to be healed by God, he needed to be 100% for God. Okay? You can't just say, hey, I want to be delivered by this addiction. I'm just going to do a little bit of ice. Okay? Diok! That stuff. That stuff is deadly poison. Very powerful, potent drug. You can't just say, oh, I'm just going to do a little bit of ice from now on. No. Diok, you cannot live that way. It's all or nothing. You have to be completely clean of that stuff, because it will destroy your life. And he said, I realized it's the power of God. It's the love of God. Pursuing God. Seeking God with all of our heart. It's like by the grace of God, he's been clean for 2 years and like 2.5 years. Praise God. Praise Jesus. Oh my. You know, I really pray that somebody at some point, one of these Christian movie producers, like the people that made the movie Facing the Giants, or the people that made that that movie Courageous. There's so many awesome movies that they've done. There was another one they did this summer about a young African-American woman who had asthma and she overcame. I think Overcomer is the name of that movie. Great, great Christian movies. I hope one day somebody does a movie of Jacob Yangel Mao's life, because he pursued God and God delivered him from literally the depths of hell. He was running around with drug lords and he met people who were assassins. You got to hear it. You've heard it, his testimony for yourself. But God delivered him, but he said there was no halfway. I had to seek the Lord with all of my heart. Pursue the Lord, praying to the Lord, and getting the word of God into me. You know, at one point, his uncle Felician told him, hey, you need to read this book every day, the Bible. And at the time, I believe Jacob was actually high on drugs at the time that he told them. But he said, hey, whether you're high, whether just read a little bit of this book every day. The word of God will change you. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is alive. And God will speak his truth into you and deliver you. God's power will come into your life. Get the word of God into your life. So we seek God. We pursue God by getting the word of God into our lives. And at the same time, we make a decision. God, I'm going to seek you. I'm going to be all in. Okay? Not just a little bit of ice in my life. Diok. And this could be anything. It's saying, God, help me to be faithful to you. So what did King Hezekiah do? Well, as you go back to 2 Kings chapter 18, as we're here on Palau Wave Radio with the message, Ask, Seek, and Knock, we're talking about the example of King Hezekiah, who was told by the prophet Isaiah, hey, get your life ready, you're going to die soon. So what things did Hezekiah do to show he was pursuing God? Well, as a younger man, instead of following the example of wicked kings, it says that he followed the example of King David, doing the things that were pleasing to the Lord. And we know David committed sins too, but we're talking about the faithful times. So this is what Hezekiah did. It says in 2 Kings chapter 18 and now verse 4, it says, he destroyed the pagan places of worship. He broke down the stone pillars. He cut down the images of the goddess Asherah. He also broke in pieces the bronze snake that Moses had made. You're like, Brother Steve, Moses made a bronze snake? Yeah, if you go to the book of Numbers, he made this bronze snake, put it on a pole, and when the people looked to the snake on the pole, they were healed. It's the symbol of modern medicine. It's a snake on a pole. Well, they had saved that pole for hundreds of years, but instead of worshiping the Lord, the people started worshiping the pole. So even though it was made by Moses, he destroyed it. My friends, here's the truth. There are idols in our lives that need to be crushed. There are idols in our lives that need to be destroyed. You're like, Brother Steve, what kind of idols? You know, I don't got any statues, you know, that I'm worshiping some statue instead of God. My friends, anything we put in front of the Lord in our lives becomes an idol. You know, I think they even have this TV show they play in the States, a music talent show. What's it called? American Idol, right? It can be people. It can be a rock band. It can be money. It can be sports. It could be some TV show. All the things that we would put before the Lord is an idol. And here's another thing that's an idol, and it was interesting. I was listening to Living Waters. They do this ministry, and they have videos on YouTube. There's this Australian guy, and he talks really interesting with that Australian accent, so he's a really interesting person to listen to. And so he goes up to people, and he talks to them, and he says, hey, you know, do you believe in that there's going to be something after this life? And most of the people say, oh, yeah, I believe that there's something after this life. So you believe in heaven and hell? Yeah. So how do you think you're going to do? Are you, you know, a good person? And they say, oh, I'm a good person. I think I'm going to go to heaven. Okay. So he starts asking him, well, you know, here in God's book, it says that, you know, God's a holy God and nothing unclean can stand in the presence of God. And so let's look at some of the commandments of God. So it says here in the commandments, it says, thou shalt not steal. So let me ask you, have you ever taken anything in your life? And so they start thinking about it. Yeah, taken anything? Yeah, I guess I've taken things in my life. I took things from people around me and family members. Yeah, I got to admit, I've taken things in my life. Oh, okay. All right. So Jesus said, if you look on any other person with lust, you've committed adultery in your heart. And, you know, committing adultery is one of the Ten Commandments as well. So have you ever looked at somebody in a lustful way? So now the honesty starts to come out, and people are like, yeah, if we're being honest with ourselves, yeah, I've had lustful thoughts before. Okay, so I've committed adultery in my heart. Okay, so you've stolen things, you committed adultery. Have you ever lied? You know, it says in the scriptures that we shouldn't lie. So have you ever lied? Have you told something that's not true? Well, of course, we all do that. Yeah, I've told things that aren't true. So let me get this. By your own admission, you're a thief who's committed adultery and a liar. So when you come before the Lord on judgment day, how's he gonna view that? Is he gonna send you to heaven or hell? You're like, well, if you put it that way, I guess I deserve hell more than the heaven. So this is where we talk about Jesus Christ. Because my friends, we're all sinners, me included. And thanks be to God, we have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who came to pay the price for all of our sins, past, present, and future. And that's why Jesus went to the cross, to save us liars, cheaters, adulterers, all of us sinners, every single one. Isaiah says, there is none that does righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we accept the good news of Jesus Christ, the price that he paid for us and the deliverance that we have in him. And oh, my friends, it changes everything. So yes, we seek God by destroying the idols of our lives, getting rid of them and saying, God, you know, I'm a sinner and I'm going to still make mistakes, but I'm going to pursue you. I'm going to seek you. and I want you as my personal Savior. I seek you out. I seek you out. You know, when my wife and I met one another, you know, it was just such a blessed time. And I'll be truthful, I did a lot of praying before I met my wife. I already knew God had somebody for me. And I prayed, and I prayed in faith. I knew God has a plan for my life. So I prayed, and I just knew God was going to look out for me in that way. And so I met my wife and proposed to her, and we ended up getting married in the church. And, you know, it was exciting to know that I loved her so much, we both loved the Lord. The Lord was first in our lives. And of everyone on planet Earth, you know, I chose her. I sought her. And of everybody on planet Earth, she sought me and she was seeking for me, that together with the love of the Lord in our hearts, we would unite in matrimony. And you know, when someone seeks you like that, seeks you in love, and now I'm not talking about human relational love, I'm talking about seeking Jesus. When Jesus knows that you are seeking him, that you want him in your life, that you know, hey, my way isn't working, Jesus, I really need you bad. I need you bad. I need you now. I'm asking and I'm seeking. And when Jesus knows that you're seeking him, he is pleased and he's going to bless your life. It tells us in 2 Chronicles, the eyes of the Lord look over the whole earth, and he will show himself strong on behalf of all those who trust him. Amen and amen. My friends, in whatever corner of Balao you may be, even if you're listening at PalauWaveRadio.com, listening on the internet because you're off island or you're listening another time, the eyes of the Lord look over this whole earth. And he sees you in the circumstance you're going through. He sees you in the struggle that you're facing. And you ask God, you seek God, and my friends, in the name of Jesus, at the end of the day, your life will be blessed. Amen and amen. We seek him as a people of faith, and you seek him as a person of faith. That's what Hezekiah did here. He asked God for help. He didn't just accept the bad news. Dyak. He said, I'm going to ask God for myself. You might be a prophet of God. I'm going to ask God for myself. I'm going to ask him for help. So he just turned, faced the wall, I believe, with his head bowed. He said, Lord, remember me, a sinner. Just remember me. Remember I've been faithful to you. He asked, and then he was seeking God. He destroyed the idols in their lands, destroyed the idols that were perhaps in his life. Cleansed his life. My friends, destroy the idols of your life and give them to God. Say, God, I want to cast these idols out. I give this problem to you. And God, you take care of it. God, you give me the strength to overcome. You give me the strength to be successful. So this is what it says after he destroyed the idols in his life. It says in 2 Kings chapter 18 and verse 6. Talking about King Hezekiah here on Palau Wave Radio, it says, he was faithful to the Lord and he never disobeyed him, but carefully kept all his commands that the Lord had given him through Moses. So the Lord was with him. He was successful in everything he did. And then it talks about all the successful things that God did for him. But my friends, the blessings that God had for Hezekiah did not stop when he was young. You know, casting out the idols, that was just his way of showing God, God, I'm putting you first. God, I'm seeking you with all of my heart. No, the blessings don't stop there. I read for you in Psalm chapter 40, God has many wonderful plans for our lives. Many wonderful plans with an S, plural. So here we have Hezekiah now older in life, and told he's got this terrible disease, he's been sick, and Prophet Isaiah says, hey, you're going to die here pretty soon. Get your life in order. Get ready to die. No, he's going to take it to himself. God was simply giving him a test of faith. So he turned to the Lord and he prayed in faith. He says, oh, Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me and help me. This is what it says in his prayer as we go to chapter 20 of 2 Kings. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed, "Remember, Lord, I have served you faithfully and loyally. I have always tried to do what you wanted me to do." And he began to cry bitterly. So Isaiah, you know, is leaving. He's walking out of the palace through the central court. And I love this part in the story. He's walking out. He thinks, yeah, King Hezekiah is going to die. I guess I better just leave. So he's walking through the palace, through the front court. And the Lord stops him. Because Hezekiah, he turned to the wall and he prayed. And he wept. He poured out his heart. So the Lord stopped the prophet. Isaiah left the king. But before he passed through the central courtyard of the palace, the Lord told him, "Go back. Go back. Go back to Hezekiah, the ruler of the Lord's people, and you say to him, quote, 'I, the Lord, the God of your ancestor David, heard your prayer. I've seen your tears, and I will heal you. And in 3 days, you will go to the temple. I will let you live 15 years longer, you. And by the way, I'm going to rescue you and the city of Jerusalem from the emperor of Assyria," just to throw it in as an extra kicker, just because he's the Lord God and he can do it. Wow. So what does he say? He says, the Lord says, "I've heard your prayer, I've seen your tears, and I will heal you." You know what, my friends? There's something about crying out to God in sincerity. God wants a sincere heart. Whatever you're going through, my friends, wherever you're at, you can just turn to the Lord in your heart and just cry out to him and just say, "God, just remember me. Remember me." And pour it out in the sincerity of your heart. And what does it say? The Lord says, I've seen your tears and I will heal you. Now, I'll be honest with you. If I was Hezekiah, I'm not sure I would have been told that you were going to live 15 years. You know, like, I don't exactly want to know the day that the Lord brings me home. Like, then you'll be thinking about it the whole time. Like, hey, now it's 14 years. Now it's 13. Then you get to 15 years. You're like, hey, should we throw this guy a birthday party or should we prepare a funeral? Like, I don't know. I wouldn't want to know that I had 15 years left. But this is what the Lord told Hezekiah. He says, "I will let you live 15 years longer. And just because I'm God and I can do it, I'm going to rescue your entire city from the emperor of Assyria just because I can." Amen and amen. My friends, the God that we serve is a big God. He's a loving God. He's a merciful God. He wants us to ask him. He wants us to seek. And finally, he wants us to knock. Okay? When you go to somebody's house and you knock, why are you knocking on a door? Well, you knock on the door because your expectation is that they're going to open the door and let you in. So you knock confidently and you knock specifically. You know the door that you're going to. You know, when you go to a door, you know what door you're going to. My friends, we go to the Lord Jesus Christ and we turn. And when we knock, my friends, we knock with a specific request and we knock confidently, and the Lord opens the door and lets us in and blesses our lives. In fact, this is what the Lord says. This is one of the passages I've been sharing all across our schools in Baylau, and I'm going to give this as a closing power promise to you here on Palau Wave Radio as I wrap up the message: ask, seek, and knock. So in the book of Revelations, the Apostle John, it's John the Beloved is the one who's writing here. In the book of Revelations, he's talking about all the doors that the Lord opens up. And this is what the Lord says in Revelations chapter 3 and verse 8. And God is speaking, "Let this word seek into you." God's speaking to you. The Lord says, "I know what you do." Does the Lord know what we do? Ahoy. The Lord says, "I know what you do. And I know that you have a little power. You have followed my teaching." In other words, you followed my word. You've gotten my word into your life. You've been faithful to me, so you've asked. You're seeking me out. You're casting the idols out of your life. And now you're knocking specifically and confidently. So the Lord says, I have opened a door in front of you which no one can close. Amen and amen. My friends, God is the source of our blessing. This week, I'm praying for you, wherever you're at in Balao or off island, I'm praying that you will ask, I'm praying that you will seek, and I'm praying that you will knock. Because everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and everyone who knocks, the Lord Jesus will open the door. Accept him as your Savior and walk by faith. This has been Brother Steve on Palau Wave Radio with the message, Ask, Seek, Knock. And I just pray this day and this week that God would richly bless you. Adubaklo bungamu, adubaklo bungamu. Amen and amen.